Welcome back to another episode of Engolio Company Conversations, or what I like to call Engolio Co. Convos. My name is Eric, of course, and I thank you so very much for listening. You know, the older I get, the more I begin to love the friendships that I have with people, mainly because of the difference of opinions that I'll sometimes have with them, right? So the art of the debate is pretty much non-existent nowadays because there is such a hive mind mentality with damn near everything going on in life. It's like that old Kendrick Lamar song, the song Savior, where he says it's a collective conscious, calamities on repeat, you know, and there is really no room for opposing viewpoints anymore. I don't have to agree with everything you say, but nowadays, if I don't agree with what you say or what you stand for, then I get shunned. And I really hate that. What happened to the days where we can talk to people and have serious disagreements with them? And after, you know, we're done, we go get dinner or something. I bring that up because, as I said earlier, that's what I like about the relationships that I have with the people in my life that I call friends. If I go right and you go left, that's fine because you can make an argument why I should go left with you. And if I change my mind, cool. But if I still choose to go right, then that's my prerogative, right? You don't have to shame me into following you. I don't operate like that. And that's the reason why I'm bringing out this particular episode. I had a conversation with Dina, resident of Engolio Company Conversations, or EC Convos for short, about a situation that she recently had. So let me give a little context and catch you up to speed. We talked about a date that she had to reschedule and how the guy didn't really take kindly to it. He called her up and mentioned some things or whatever that she didn't really care for, and she labeled it as a red flag and toxic masculinity and all that stuff or whatever. Well, I agree with the guy because I was able to see why he was a little bothered by the rescheduling of the said date. And for the record, I really don't like that word toxic masculinity for reasons I'll get into in the conversation as well as on another episode probably. Well, what happened next was a hot debate about the differences between red flags, toxic masculinity and toxic people and all of this stuff. It got a little warm, not necessarily heated, but yeah. So check out this spicy conversation with Dina. Oh, and let me say this also as kind of a forewarning. There are some words and conversation in this conversation that were used that may be sensitive to some people. And they obviously do not reflect the views of myself or Engolio Company as a whole. So, yeah, listen at your own discretion. So tell me what you think. Okay. So what I was about to say was, you know, often I think the problem with people nowadays is they're trying to. It's like you almost immediately know what the answer is, or you immediately know what the response is without giving anything an opportunity to try and work itself out or play itself out. And I think that's a problem. You know what I mean? Because we don't give things the opportunity to mature before we begin to say, you know what? Fuck it. Red flag. I'm done.
Listen, because we're in the era of not wasting our time. So if I know myself well enough to know that based on this response, I can tell several things about you. The fact that he called me and was visibly upset that I had rescheduled plans, considered it last minute, even though it was 6 to 7 hours in advance. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And without any consideration for what might be the cause, tells me, one, he's selfish as fuck, lacks emotional intelligence, just to name a few.
No, we're not going to say that. Because, again...
Yes, we are.
No, we can't.
Yes, we are. Because, Eric, if I had plans with you and I canceled plans with you at the last... Not even last minute, I gave you 6 hours in advance. Hey, listen, I'm just about to cancel. We have to reschedule this. Okay?
Okay.
You'd either would ask me, well, what's up? Everything okay? Or you'd be like, cool. That's emotional intelligence. I understand this. There's something going on that's not about me, and I'm not really the priority. I'm gonna let that go. We can reschedule some other time. It's not a big deal. She ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? That's emotional intelligence. That's maturity. That's selflessness. It's not about me. She got some shit going on. Whatever it might be. Even if it was, I don't feel like going to fuck out tonight. I'm not feeling like being out in public. That's my business. That's enough. Because no
Okay.
is a complete sentence.
Okay. As I say before, let me play devil's advocate. What if several things had to be moved around in order for him to be, in order for you? Again, let's do a role reversal. So in order for you to be able to do all the things that you had to do, if you really were looking forward to seeing this, seeing this person, and you'd say, "You know what? Let me take an extra shift or whatever it's today, so that way I can have this time off tomorrow, so I can make plans because I really am interested in this person," and all these different things, and you rearrange your entire schedule around a date that you could potentially see a life with someone, and so now all of a sudden this person, doesn't matter what time it is now, obviously 6, 7 hours or whatever, it does make a difference because, as you
Yes,
said before, it's enough time to be able to make whatever. But I would be upset too. I would be upset about that because I'm like, okay, I did all of this stuff. I made all of these arrangements outside of the date that I have simply because I want to go on a date with somebody. And yeah, and I would be pissed. Now, again, would I have called and say, "Hey man, I can't believe you did all this and I can't believe you canceled on me," and all? I wouldn't have did that. No, that's as I told you earlier, that was kind of terrible in itself because, I mean, that was shady in itself because it's like, okay, come on, you don't have to let somebody know. You can just kind of keep that to yourself. But I would be upset about that though.
So I think I had mentioned before that it's okay to be upset that if the roles were reversed and I had adjusted my schedule to make time for this dude that I was interested in seeing and talking to and getting to know more, that I would be upset. That it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be disappointed by it. Right? I can't control anybody else's emotions. You have the right to be annoyed, to be a little frustrated by it.
Right.
What I'm not gonna do is call you and be like, basically, hey, you inconvenienced my day. I don't know what the fuck's going on with you.
Right, which I agree with
That's
that.
what I'm not gonna do.
That's
That's what
what
I'm
I
not
agree
gonna
with.
do. I'm not saying you have the right to be annoyed or upset or frustrated by the whole rearrange of the schedule. I will say 6, 7 hours is enough time for you to readjust and say, oh, you know what? I can actually come in today. Not a problem.
I agree with that.
Actually, I can actually do this today. I can actually get this done today, and then I'll just let whoever know that, you know what, my plans have changed again. I'm sorry, but I can actually, it's enough time for you to get your plans back to where they were before.
Once again, I agree with that. I agree with everything that you're saying. And again, I do think it was, as I told you earlier, I thought it was out of pocket for him to do that, for him to call you and say, "Hey, XYZ, whatever, whatever, whatever." So I look, as I told you before, it's not that I don't agree with your judgment. It's just that I always try to allow people to see the different side of it instead of just trying to focus solely on their side. Like my side is the way to go. Which sometimes that may be the case, but at the same time, there's other outside things that you can consider as well that, that may have you say, "Well, you know what? Maybe I was a little harsh on this situation here." So, like I said, I mean, I understand, again, people always say that, but that was the problem that I had with that's not, you know what? It's not a problem. Let me not say it's a problem because it's not, but it's an ongoing trend now that I'm seeing that, the whole red flag thing. Like, okay, well, if he pisses on the left-hand side of the toilet, that's a red flag. You know what I mean?
Don't reduce it like that.
I'm just saying that.
It's like some kind of behavior. There are some women out there, yes, that are ridiculous with the red flag. So
Yes,
he's nasty.
that's the point I'm getting at.
When he put on hand lotion, it's nasty. That's not the same thing. A man's behavior and certain things that he does, certain things that he says, let you know about him, just like a woman. There are things that I can say that are out of pocket. I don't know that are out of pocket, but may turn you off or turn anybody else off. And you're like, okay, well, she thinks like this. We can deduce X, Y, and Z. That comes with just intelligence. And you know what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. I talk to liars on a regular basis. I talk to the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly uncovering the truth. I'm constantly looking for that one phrase that's going to unravel you. Right? So maybe that's an occupational hazard, but I watch people. I listen to what they're saying. I watch their character and what they say. What they say shows me their character. Like when we had our first conversation on the phone, me and him, he was talking about how even if the customer asks you to hand them the food, he don't do that. He ain't got time for that. Right? It was a small thing, but you and I both was like, yeah, that don't make no fucking sense. If the customer's asking, because we both work in service, we know.
Yeah, if that's, you know, a part of the, if that's a part of the, yeah, if that's a part of the suggestion, then you do it. Yeah.
You do it. And yeah, that right there tells me right there, I don't really like your work ethic or your character.
You know what I mean? But don't you think you're judging him a little bit too early though? Because no, again, it's been less than 24 hours, yo. It's not even a whole 24 hours.
All that I'm seeing right now is just gonna get worse. It's gonna snowball. But how do you know that? It's gonna get bigger.
But you don't know
because,
that.
Because what do you mean?
You don't know that. You don't know what's and that and let me say this. I think this kind of ties into what we were talking about a little bit earlier today about the whole toxic masculinity thing, which we'll talk about that another time. But we're not giving things an opportunity to flourish on its own or to die on its own immediately. And when you said earlier about, yeah, you know, don't downgrade it or whatever, red flags or whatever. But I mean, you can't help but to do it because now that's what it's been relegated to now.
Legitimate red flags, not, oh, the way he licked his ice cream is sassy.
That's
he
what might, I'm saying. Like the way somebody, but
no, legitimate red flags.
But
that
that's
are
the problem, though, Dina. That's the problem. The problem is that now everything has been so watered down to where it's everything is a red flag now. So you don't know what's.
But I've been doing this shit for years, though. And then
I mean, everyone has been doing it for years.
In my 20s, I would have saved myself a lot of heartache and a lot of. Fine.
We all would have.
A lot of niggas.
Well, here's the thing.
Just me getting older.
Now, let me stop you on that, though, because at the end of the day, all of these things made you a better person. So you can't really you can't degrade what you've done or what has happened to you in the past by these past fools or whatever that you dealt with, because all of it has made you a better person.
I don't know about that. It's made me a smarter person.
Well, it's all the same. Better, smarter, whatever. To me, it's all relative because you're a different person now. Had you made different decisions or whatever, who knows? You may have been way smarter than now or whatever. But at the end of the day, don't you believe that these things that happened to you in the past actually made you, like you say, smarter or more knowledgeable or more aware of things, right?
It gives me more experience, which tells me that when I see little things, I'm not going to ignore it because those little things become big things. It's a full circle conversation.
But the point that I'm making with that is that not all little things will become big things. We don't know that. We don't know. We only know based on the experience that we received with the previous situations, not with the future situations. So whatever you've done in the future, or you can't dictate. Understandably, you can allow your past to, you know, control whatever you have going on in the present, but it damn sure shouldn't control what you have going on in the future or what you're trying to do in the future. You know, you can take these cues, you can use these cues or whatever, but you don't, because that's almost like saying that
that everybody's
a dog. Everybody that you've dealt with in the past may have been a dog or whatever. But it kind of gives that same type of.
There's more than enough out there to where I need to be wary.
But how do you know that, though, if you won't ever give anybody a goddamn chance?
I gave him a chance, and he showed me who he was in the first, what, say, week?
Less than 24 hours. How do you know
what's happening? You guys, and I got his number last weekend.
But how do you know if something is going to flourish within 20? How do you know within 24 hours if something is going to flourish or if it's going to fail? How do you know that?
What did Medea say in one of her plays? I can tell by the way you walked in here to say homework. Listen, it comes with experience. I just thought about the way you walked up in here to say homework. It comes with experience. I think it's experience. You think it's some new age red flag bullshit. We can differ on that one. Remember the movie? What was it? It was a black classic with men and Morris Chestnut or some, a bunch of brothers, and they were
shit all over. I want to say, was it the brothers?
I want to say it was whatever movie it was where homeboy was like, if she offer you the last chicken wing, she's the one.
Oh, was that Best Man? I think no, that wasn't the Best Man.
No, not Best Man.
It was not the wood.
It was not the wood.
It wasn't Brown Sugar.
No, not Brown Sugar. That's my favorite movie. It's one of my favorite black movies.
And it had Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut, Gabrielle Union, Bill Bellamy, D.L. Hughley.
Are you talking about
Not
Deliver Us from Eva, huh?
No. It was some other movie, and I really enjoyed it too. Shit, now I gotta look back at it. Hold on, let me look. I'm pretty sure it was Morris Chestnut was like the lead.
I'm about to pull it up right now, but anyway, I'm pulling it up right now.
His thing was it might have been the brothers. It might have been the brothers. Yeah, it was probably the brothers. Got D.L. Hughley, Bill Bellamy. And who else was in here? Was it Gabrielle Union here too?
I think she was.
She played his brothers. Yeah. It was the brothers. Where they were like, if she lets you have, and Kim Porter was in this. I did not know that. If she gives you, Shamar Moore, that was the last thing I was talking about. Yes. If she gives you your last, if you want a chicken wing, she gives you, lets you have the last chicken wing, then she's a keeper. it's the same kind of principle. It sounds silly. But you get it, right? Like, if she's willing to do this small thing for you, or what movie was it? A Bronx Tale, where the Chinese guy says, a good quality woman is a woman who will reach over and make sure the door is unlocked for you as you go over the other side to open the door.
Yeah. No, was that the Bronx Tale? I thought that was Goodfellas.
No, that was the Bronx Tale. Mm. It was between an Italian kid and a black girl. And it was, you know, the time where you had to, like, you had to pull up the lock to open the door.
Okay.
In the car, an old school car, you had to pull up the lock. So you couldn't just hit a button. You had to pull the lock.
I do remember that scene. Yes, I remember that scene.
So he was just like, you know, if a girl, if you just watch her, when you put her in the car, as you're walking around, if she doesn't reach over and make sure that door is unlocked for you, she's not a keeper. If things like that. Little things like that you peep, and you can tell right off the bat, you're not my kind of person. This ain't going to work out. Now, whether you believe in that or not, I do. Okay. Little things that I can just tell about you.
Okay.
The, you know, the things that you do. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're not my kind of person. Look, everybody has their something, and they have their small nuances or their small little pieces that will determine whether or not a good, you know, it's worthy of a second date. Yeah. Or if you're a good match, if you are a good match. Yeah. I mean, I get it. But God damn it though, man, that's a problem. Because now
the thing is, if we're meant to be, then it's going to happen. And I don't think God would allow me to reject a man that is supposed to be in my life.
Well, that's not necessarily true. No, because you can reject somebody. Yeah, because you can reject somebody and then they can come back again. So, you know, I think right now one of the bigger issues is, as I said before, nobody's giving anything a chance anymore. They're immediately dismissing it, or they're immediately saying, nope, not no, no.
Yeah, that's not what happened here. I didn't dismiss this man because There was a text where some girl was like, I've been got myself all dressed up for this man. He texted me and said, hey, you know, some bills came through, da 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 da. What if we just had dinner at my house? I'll cook, da da da, this and that. Right? First of all, the red flag is I can't go to a stranger's house. Right? I'm not going to a stranger's house. I don't know you. Or we could just reschedule. She cut his ass off completely. I'm not one of those bitches. I'm not that. Right? I'm not going to be so materialistic to where, oh, you can't do this and that. No, I'm peeping your character. And if your character isn't where I want it to be, and I want in a partner, it's not going to work out.
But how can you determine that within 24 hours?
It's not as hard as one might think.
I'm telling you, I agree with you. I don't think it's difficult to determine somebody's character or to determine whether or not you want to be with somebody. Yeah, but it's hard to tell something, because what if that one thing, because I am a firm believer that everything can be handled with a conversation, especially if it's somebody that you don't know, you know. Now, if you have to continuously have a conversation with somebody about things that they're doing, then yeah, it may not be worth the effort at that point. But the point that I'm trying to make is no one is giving anything an opportunity to do anything, to flourish anymore or to fail anymore, simply because immediately they get turned off by it. That's not, I don't think, and I think that's a red flag in itself, because the minute you see something, well, first of all, people who are actively looking for things will always find things. And I'm a firm believer in that as well, because if you're actively looking for red flags, then you're going to always find them, instead of just allowing things to flow like it's supposed to. Again, disregard this guy here, because he obviously, you know, again, he did some wild shit whenever he called you and said all of that stuff. But I'm just saying in general that nobody's giving anything an opportunity anymore. They just immediately dismiss it and say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. Oh, you picked me up at 7 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. I'm done. You don't have time. You don't have time management skills. I'm done.
And that's not me. That's not me at all. And again, I feel like you may be making a little light of my intuition, and I know you don't mean to, but that's not me.
Like I told you earlier, it's more of a, I'm just trying to get people to see different perspectives. And if I can.
Yeah, this applies to the more unreasonable woman.
What? Trying to see different perspectives. Oh,
you're an hour late behind. You have good time, and that's not reasonable.
No, not at all. That's not reasonable. Agree with you. And that's the point that I'm making, is that, you know, but nowadays, nowadays a lot of men don't know that. They don't know what's reasonable and unreasonable anymore. They just have to follow to the beat of whatever drum is being played at the moment. And what I mean by that is.
Huh? Yeah. Well, like we said before, don't be a piece of shit and you'll be fine.
Well, how about the woman don't be a piece of shit either?
Well, I mean, both people just don't need to be pieces of shit. And well, be okay.
True. That's true. You know, I shouldn't have said that. you're absolutely right. Nobody should be a piece of shit.
Some respect, and everything will be honky dory.
And that's how, you know, when we talked about earlier the toxic masculinity, that's why I don't agree with that old ideology of toxic masculinity, because I think that everybody's a piece of shit. You know, you can't just single out men, you know, for being toxic or whatever. Everybody's toxic, you know. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people are toxic, men, female, and other, you know. So you can't just say, oh, that's toxic masculinity simply because they don't agree with something that you did, or simply because, you know, they're not going to take the shit that some, you know, that some, not all women, but some women actually deal with. Then, you know, it's, again, we don't even have to go down that rabbit hole anymore, but I'm just saying that it's, everything is screwy right now. It's screwed up, is what I meant to say. I'm just saying.
No, you're
shutting it off.
See, the thing is, no one ever said that toxic femininity wasn't a thing. We said that toxic masculinity was a problem. But no one ever said that toxic femininity wasn't a thing. It may not be as talked about as toxic masculinity is, mainly because this is a male-dominated world, and we're all living in it. But no one ever said it was a thing. Trust me, we know there are toxic bitches out there. We're well aware.
Yep.
We're well aware.
There's toxic people everywhere. You know, I just don't like the, as I told you earlier, I think the entire notion of toxic masculinity is simply just to emasculate a man. And it's to make a man feel like they don't, it's made men, a lot of men feel like they don't know what to do now. They don't know whether to approach a woman, or they don't know whether to just say nothing at all.
Just don't be a piece of shit. It's not hard.
I agree.
Like, now you have to declare my house? Act like that around a woman you don't know.
I agree with
be
you.
Be respectful. You know, be kind. Make sure that you're not reading signals, but you're verbally confirming. It's not a difficult thing to do. Just don't be a piece of shit. That's it. You know, there's no book. And, you know, and once you get to know your woman, if you know that she likes a firm hand, then that's between y'all.
Well, but no, like, I don't. Okay, I don't.
No, that, I mean, firm hand, like, you know, I mean, firm hand, like, you know, pull me up against the fucking dresser and fuck the shit out of me, type, pull my hair type shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, smack my ass when you walk by the kitchen. Don't walk by without smacking my ass type shit. When you know your woman, those things come about. Right? You learn your woman, you know each other, you know how to act around each other, that's fine. You're in a relationship now. When you're just meeting a woman, you don't know her. And approach her like you don't know her. Don't make any assumptions. I think we talked about don't make any assumptions.
Yeah.
That's the way to get, just treat her like a blank slate and take it slow.
And also the same goes for women. Treat your men like a blank slate. Don't be a piece of shit to men. Don't.
Why do we always have to emphasize on women too? I feel like it should be implied.
Well, it should. Well, I mean, the male should be implied as well. But guess what? It's not, because it's broadcast everywhere you turn now.
This is almost like a Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter conversation.
I disagree on that. 100%.
We know that all lives matter. We're focusing on this topic right now. We're focusing on the niggas right now.
But don't you think, but think about it for a second though. Like, think about for a second, like over the last, let's say 7 years, 6 or 7 years, when the idea of toxic masculinity began to come into play, even though, like you and I talked about it before, it's always been there, you know, but now it's becoming a lot more prominent and people are saying it a lot more. And because people are saying it a lot more, think about the men that you've encountered over the last, let's say, 6 or 7 years or whatever. Mm. Have they, in your opinion, gotten a lot more soft?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think that I've met a lot of audacious men in the past.
Girl, just look all around you, man. Because all these motherfuckers are...
I've never met any men that I've considered to be soft. I'm friends to several grown men who are married with kids, who have been friends of mine for a very long time, for years now. My friend Doji is married with a son, and he is probably one of the most respectful men ever. But again, he's of a different generation, different era. He's not like a young boy.
I'm talking about these beta males that are out here that would be like, yes, dear, anything you want, dear.
Listen. My college professor took his wife's last name. Now, he's of a different generation as well. He's like in his 50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
His kid is practically grown. He's been with his wife for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's a college professor. He taught me history and education. That's where I got my bachelor's degree. At ACCU. He took his wife's last name. Is he a punk?
Okay, first of all, let's not say that word. Let's say...
Well, I mean, that's exactly what you're trying to... Beta male is just... Let's just be honest. A beta male is another word for a punk.
What I am saying is somebody who's a little bit more a little bit more emasculated than normal. I'm not going to say the P word, but what I will say is somebody who's just a little bit more soft than a normal male, you know, than a traditional,
he's got his doctorate. He decided to take his wife's last name.
Yeah, I would never do that. Absolutely the fuck not. I would never do that. No disrespect to him now. I mean, hey, whatever floats his boat. Whatever floats his goddamn boat, but never me though.
His wife is actually, it's hyphenated. It's like something Colbert, something. So like their last names together, but her last name is last. Her maiden name is last.
Okay. I mean, okay. Like I say, tomato, tomato.
Now, my nephew just recently had a baby. That's Kahari. He just had a son with his girlfriend. I don't think that that has reduced his masculinity now that, you know, he's this girlfriend. She's a bit overbearing, a little, you know, I would say a little bit controlling, a little manipulative, but that's a different story. But I don't think that has changed his masculinity at all. And he's like 19 years old. I think he's still the same strong young man he's always been. He's just learned to be a little bit more gentle with women.
There's a difference.
Especially since she controls the strength in regards to the son.
Yeah, that's different. That's different because, you know, because when it's all said and done, if you're still recognized as, and I hate to say this, I hate to sound like a podcast bro, but for the sake of this argument, I'll say it. If it's already implied that you are the protector, that you are the provider, that you are, you know, the one that you know that if she feels safe around him, then if it's already implied, then that's different. Because now you have a child and you're being a little bit more soft for your child. You know, that's different versus someone who's bossed around, basically, who's told what to do, who's bossed around, who is, how can I say this? Who is
a punk?
I'm not going to say that. Who's a simp? I should say.
That's a simp. Okay.
And look, you can say however many times you want. I'm not going to say that. But what I am going to say is that, you know, there's a difference between a man having a softer side versus a soft man altogether. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
I don't know any. I don't think I've met any recent punks.
I mean, just look at you know, society as a whole now. Look at what you see on TV. Shit, it's all goddamn same.
These are most likely social media fucking dropouts who are making their life based on social media content, and that's always been, in my book, you're a loser kind of job. You know what I mean? But in my personal life, the question was, have I met any men these past 7 years that I would recognize as a simp? Absolutely not. All the men I know are upstanding gentlemen. Present company included.
You goddamn right.
Stupid.
All right, with that being said, I'm about to get off this goddamn phone now.
Well, y'all got to get in the shower and wash his ass and even delay in that.
Okay, you know what? I don't think the public needs to hear that, but okay.
People wash their ass.
I understand, but okay. On that note, I'll holler at you.
All right, bye.